And what about these documentaries on the centurions? You know, like everybody presented in the documentaries over the age of 100, and they look for commonalities. And then again, the critics will say, well, I don't see these people eating organic, fresh, whole food. I don't see them talking about going to the gym every day. And again, they're looking for a reason not to do what we're promoting. So what's your response to these people?
It's a great question. And I've said that in every lecture I've given on this subject, is that, you know, the people in these blue zones, they don't know what a gym is. There are no gyms there. They don't know what a supplement is. They don't have health food stores. I mean, most of these blue zones, with maybe one exception, like Loma Linda, which is in the middle, you know, of Southern California, you know, they're small societies. And I remember in the book, The Blue Zones, Dan Buettner, the writer, showed one of the residents of, I think it was the peninsula that's off Costa Rica, that's one of the blue zones. They showed her a McDonald's, and she didn't know what it was. She said, what do you do with this? She didn't even know it was food. So, yes, you're absolutely right. They don't know from organic or not. But if you look at what they do in their lives, they do all the things that these things like gyms offer our technological society that don't do those things. For example, you know, Sardinia, they're hiking with sheep up a mountain every day. You know, yeah, they don't go to the gym, but try doing that hike with that guy. So, you know, the gym is just our modern adaptation, you know, on how to get this stuff into our life, because it's so sorely lacking in our life. There's nothing magical about the gym. There's something magical about exercise. And in the old days when they trained for the Olympics, they did it by lifting calves. You know, they didn't have weights. So, you know, the point is your muscles don't care what you use to stress them and work them and keep them alive. You can use, you know, water bottles. You can use a calf, you know, a piglet. You can, you know, climb a mountain with sheep. There's a million things you can do. They don't eat organic food, but I'm willing to bet Monsanto isn't in there spraying their crops. They grow them in their gardens. They don't know from organic. It is organic. The point is, you know, they live a life with a lot less of the poisons and the distractions and the elements in our life that age us and diminish the quality of our lives. Those things are not necessarily there in these societies. And I think that's an important thing to remember. You know, you can't just look at gym membership as a measure of health. You have to look at what do people actually do with their bodies and with their lives. These people in the blue zones have very powerful relationships. They're very powerful social networks. They're never isolated. They do community work of some kind. They may not call it charity. It may be a potluck dinner on Sundays, but there's face-to-face contact. There's involvement. There's engagement. There's some sun exposure. They sleep well. They have long conversations. There's a lot of things that they do. And, you know, I don't know that the fact that they don't go to Whole Foods to buy in the organic department really makes much of a difference given what they are doing.